This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Now, in the first hour of the show, I was using just a regular old coffee mug, and before I got done with the first hour of the show, the last gulp of coffee may as well have been iced. Which, there's nothing wrong with iced coffee, for those of you that like iced coffee. It is not my cup of tea. So, I started out looking for hot coffee, and I ended up with not even, it felt like it wasn't even room temperature. It was horrible. So from there, I switched to the Burnout mug. And that cup of coffee stayed the same temperature all the way through the hour. And now I have the next mug of Burnout. Well, I'm having coffee in a Burnout mug. And I will enjoy this whole hour. And you don't have to take my word for it. Go check them out at burnoutmugs.com. I know this. Listen, I know it doesn't have anything to do with guns, but listen, people, a lot of us drink a lot of coffee, and my day being good means I get a lot of work done. Burnoutmugs.com. The other day, Rush Limbaugh, he played a clip of political analyst Charles Cook of the Cook Report and sometimes the National Review speaking to a group of actuaries. He told the group, the truth be told, even if the unemployment rate was zero and the economy was growing at twice the rate it is now, my wife and daughter would still hate Trump and his supporters. How does that even come up in a conversation? Presumably, I would think Charlie there agrees with them. And there you have it. This pretty much says it all about what the left is today. These self-appointed leftist elites who hate Trump so much do not care one bit about the country. They don't care about his tax cuts or his deregulation and phenomenal success of bringing back jobs and what this has meant to millions of Americans. They could not care less about the relief of Trump's agenda and how it's brought to millions of small businesses buried by the Obama regulatory regime. Cook likes to market himself as a nonpartisan analyst, but he is nothing at all like that. I mean, nothing of the sort. Like the rest of the left, he sees himself as one of those who should be calling the shots, deciding who should and should not have power. And to this kind of person, their power is in molding the minds and opinions of the rest of us. That's the power. Since they lost in 2016, they are furiously intent upon foiling Trump, which means they're furiously intent upon foiling you. They have failed there as well, which is why they are motivated by one emotion. They have gone over to the dark side. They've given in to hate. Don't give in to hate, Luke. They hate Trump. They hate those of us who elected him. Do you think? Where we have former President Obama going right now, he's out on the campaign trail, and I mean, he's doing a marvelously inept job at it. He's packing arenas with dozens or hundreds of people, and then wherever Trump goes, he's got a waiting list. He's got 10,000 people in the venue, and he's got a line going around the building 22 times. Do you fathom how hard it is for a normal person to completely ignore the Trump rallies and the thousands of people that they attend these rallies? Is it possible in any way, shape, or form for these rallies to be an event that is not a sign of massive support for the president? Is that even possible in any reality? These are meaningless to the left, and they dismiss the people who attend these as toothless rednecks. They are clearly not being paying very close attention here. These people are the heart and soul of America, the people Trump won over throughout the campaign, by acknowledging them. It's a very simple thing. And acknowledging their contribution to making this country function the way it does. The people for whom the left feels nothing but disdain. Are there enough of them to see that the Republicans keep the House of Representatives? Well, we're going to find out in about 25, 26 hours. Not going to know till the vote's counted. But the Democrats, having learned nothing from 2016, will hopefully be again faced with defeat. And they have no agenda but anti-Trumpism. No plans except to rescind the tax cuts that helped so many, to further ruin health care for all, to reimpose all the regulations that hamstrung the economy for 8 years. And as always, they mean to punish self-reliance and success and reward sloth. But they won't be even able to succeed there because they will not have the Senate and they will not have the executive branch. So this will be just an exercise of talking, primarily, and of thwarting Trump. And this what this will lead to. You know, what this will lead to is Trump is going to look at everything Obama did. And he's going to say, I'm going to do this by executive decree. And then at some point in, because he'll get reelected, at some point in that time, he will get the House again. And then everything that he has done by executive order, he will get legislative codification from it, or for it, rather. And then, you know, this is going to be bad for them. This is going to be bad. He's going to, you know, the Democrats want to get out there and stack the court, the Supreme Court, because Obama now has a favorable, you know, balance there. And it's going to get more favorable because somebody's going to drop very shortly. It'll get more favorable. You know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she might make it through this election. She might make it through another year. I don't know, but she's not healthy. She should not die on the job. She should take a moment and enjoy her life. But this is not what the left does, because that would mean giving up power. Their progressive plan for 100 years has been to purposely create dependence on a generous government that takes from those who produce and gives to those who produce nothing but votes for their benefactor. This is the whole reason the migrant caravan is a thing, because of the benefactors. You only have to look at the Democrats running to grasp who they are. Because a lot of them are openly anti-American. Like Gillum in Florida. He's under investigation by the FBI for corruption as mayor of Tallahassee. He wants to abolish ICE and restrict police enforcement of the law. He is also violently anti-Semitic and anti-Israel. Stacey Abrams has the gun-toting new Black Panthers trolling for her while she is admitted to Jake Tapper, her plan to strip Georgians of their Second Amendment rights. Ocasio-Cortez is thoroughly ignorant of the Constitution and the most obvious facts of American history. Claire McCaskill is corrupt. Maxine Waters is corrupt. Joe Donnelly has been paying for ads for his libertarian opponent's Facebook page. Beto O'Rourke's out of Texas is funding some of the migrants making their way to our southern border. Kyrsten Sinema is a pro-Taliban moonbat who regularly insults her own state and constituents. And this is a short list. This is the short list of the ethically challenged Democratic candidates and the dirty tricks they routinely employ to win. Now, the polls were extraordinarily wrong in 2016. Most polling outfits lean left, and their wishful thinking colors their analyses. And these polls, again, favor the Democrats winning the House. They have nearly all the Senate races as close, but with a Democratic advantage. And are they in the ballpark? No. Their treatment of Kavanaugh in October was a rallying cry for conservatives, if there ever was one. And those hearings demonstrated for all of us who watched what the American left has become. Obama made us all less free, and Trump has gone a long way in 2 years to make us free again. The left's embrace of illegal immigration, open borders, higher taxes, the cold imposition of ID politics, regulations on every aspect, that's not freedom. That, not in any world is that freedom. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. unite armament, guns, and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. I just took, you know, during the break, I was drinking my coffee, and it is still wonderful. And it's because of the mug it's in. No other reason besides that. It has been 21 minutes since I poured it, and I can't drink it the whole time I'm doing the show, right? Because you would hear that, and we just can't have that. So there you have it. That's all it's about. And Burnout Mugs makes it better for me. So that's why I use them, and that's why you should use them, too. Check them out. BurnoutMugs.com. Now, the Washington Post is right on schedule. They're going to turn weather into politics with some Election Day forecasts. This year's midterm election features an intensity usually reserved for presidential races. In parts of central and eastern United States, a major storm system may add a wrinkle to this high-stakes contest. So in keeping with their theme of making everything, does that make you as sick as it does me? I hate that. I've been watching all of my social media people that I follow, like on YouTube, and they're politicizing everything. And I'm sitting around, either they're for the Democrats, or global climate change or something like that. And I'm sitting there and I'm just thinking, why do you guys have to include this in your content? Why can't one segment of entertainment in the United States be apolitical and just entertain? Why do I have to put up with all of this all the time, coming from everywhere? But WAPO published a map in appropriate red and blue colors showing storms in the south. Let's see. So, and, and they also noted, although the increasing movement towards early voting may somewhat reduce the weather's impact, there are a number of close races in areas that will be affected by this storm. One would think they're already making excuses for the Democrat midterm losses by reminding readers that bad weather may tend to favor Republican turnout, at least historically. But Trump is just saying, hey, we'll see. So leading up to the midterm elections, there was predictably an uptick in stories about global warming and climate change. So it's no surprise that the media is attempting to blame any and all weather anomalies on Trump, with the implication that if he'd not pulled the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Accord, the world's weather would be calm and tranquil in only 2 years. I don't know exactly how that would work. I mean, the idea that we can do anything today and see results next week is ludicrous. It is absolutely ludicrous. All the problems in the environment, of course, are all due to the environment-hating Donald Trump. We have storms and hurricanes and snow and rain and heat and any other form of weather. If only Trump hadn't pulled the plug on the Paris agreements, the fierce hurricanes of the last 2 years would not have happened. Instead, Houston, Florida, and the Carolinas would have had nothing but some tropical breezes. As an interesting aside, where is the predicted Trump's Katrina? We had 2 years, haven't seen it yet. Despite some nasty hurricanes, there was little media coverage about recent hurricanes because relief efforts were prompt and efficient. What one would expect with a New York City businessman in charge. The only thing close to Katrina was in Puerto Rico with botched relief efforts, despite not because of the administration's efforts. No matter how well the federal government performs, if local government is incompetent or prefers grandstanding rather than assisting their people, the relief effort will fall short. Halloween, which we just experienced, was an occasion to beat the global warming drums. An NBC affiliate in Madison, Wisconsin, painted gloom and doom on an otherwise fun and festive day. They reported, because of climate change, Octobers are warming for much of the country. This includes right here in Wisconsin. Since 1970, October temperatures have climbed by an average of 2.3 degrees in Madison. A warming October not only brings concerns locally, but across the country and across the world. Then they posted a graphic showing a gradually upward sloping trend line for Halloween temperatures in Madison. Not for the past 100, not for the past 1,000. been since 1970. And, you know, the Earth is 4.5 billion years old. So a 47-year temperature trend is hardly conclusive. Unless, of course, you want to try to believe that the only relevant history is the period of time when we were alive, right? How about a slightly longer version of Wisconsin temperature, say, for 100 years, coming from the Wisconsin Natural Resources magazine? After tracking the weather year to year for 105 years, hindsight provides some trends. Wisconsin's mean temperature can be divided into four periods, the 1890s through the 1920s, when temperatures fluctuated both above and below the mean temperature, the 1930s, 40s, and early 50s, when temperatures were consistently above normal, the late 1950s through the early 80s, when temperatures were consistently below normal, and the late 80s through the present, when temperatures again to fluctuate above and below the norm again. So they basically seem to have 30-year cycles, sometimes cooler, sometimes warmer, and in this current cycle, fluctuating above and below the average as the, you know, as any little, I mean, you know, they provide a graphic there you can look at. So the trend line, assuming is statistically correct, is rising slightly. To NBC, this conclusively proves man-made global warming and an end to Halloween, since supplies of chocolate, the backbone of Halloween, are at risk from rising temperatures and changing rainfall patterns. Then, of course, there's the migrant caravan. It's just a spontaneous gathering of Central Americans, right? Just like Benghazi was a central, you know, spontaneous, just completely, you know, it was just a protest. Right now, by the way, with the Weather Channel, they're predicting a colder than average temperatures in the south. Another headline, winter cold coming to Michigan towards the end of the week could bring lake effect snow. It's cold across the pond, too. UK weather is on track to take another freezing turn, with a shocking weather chart showing a risk of snow significantly increasing over the first week of November. So rather than listen to the climate alarmists in the media and on the left, remember the words of another songwriter, Gordon Lightfoot, who writing about the upper Midwest, when the gales of November come early. Well, there's only one gale right now, and not only in November, but in every month is Donald Trump. And the only warning is from the hot air spewing from CNN and MSNBC and the Democrats. Yeah, those guys too. So, yeah, global warming. Love it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
USA Radio News.
Democratic and Republican candidates nationwide will continue to make their final pitches to voters before Tuesday's midterm elections. President Trump hit the road earlier today and said voter enthusiasm is high among Republicans.
There's a great electricity in the air, like we haven't seen, in my opinion, since the 16 election. So something's happening. We'll see. But I think we're going to do very well.
The president's final rally will be held tonight in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. multiple reports out there say hackers have attempted to breach the U.S. election system more than 160 times since August. Chris Krebs is the Undersecretary of Homeland Security. He joined CBS this morning and talked about the differences between 2016 and now.
So unlike 2016, where we had intelligence that the Kremlin and Russia was attempting to interfere with our election, we don't have that same level of understanding.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment. An early termination fee at auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you're like me, if it's just the perfect cup of coffee. I mean, if your cup of coffee, what you're looking for is a hot cup of coffee, this is the perfect cup of coffee. And, you can take this with you wherever you go. I mean, I'm sure you could get a drink made at any of the coffee shops, any of the places you want to go. And it's going to stay warm. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. So, Antifa. They're constantly out there being themselves. And this comes up from a while back, okay? But I want you to understand what Antifa is and everything. And, if Republicans win tomorrow, and if they hold the House and the Senate, expect to see more Antifa. Expect to see this. Anti-fascist, yeah. So here's a quote from Carlson. Liberals never defend their position with legitimate logical argument because their position is ever incoherent and indefensible. Instead, via hyper-emotional temper tantrums, they personally attack and denigrate all who dare disagree with them, even to the slightest degree. And these attacks are invariably intimate and literal. Liberals consider any departure from their Marxist party line to be so intolerable as to qualify as a crime, deserving of severe, violent punishment. Back in October, the leftist collectivists attacked New York City Republican headquarters, spray painting Antifa symbols on doors and smashing windows. And that kind of vandalism is not unheard of during an election season, but this instance is particularly threatening because the perpetrators left behind a chilling note. And remember, this came from like 10 days ago, a little more than 10 days ago. Our attack is merely a beginning. We are not passive. We are not civil, and we will not apologize. This coming on the heels of a pantsuit, Hillary Rodham Clinton's declaration that Democrats cannot be civil. Her New York City acolytes obviously took her word literally. And it's just like the guys from Arbus Quarrel, where they said it's starting to look like Kristallnacht of November 1938 in Nazi Germany, but for patriotic Americans. Antifa, if we want to be kind to them, we'll call them the paramilitary enforcement arm of the Democratic National Committee, much like the paramilitary Nazi groups who carried out Kristallnacht, all with the acquiescence of local authorities who did not intervene. And likewise, local authorities have chosen not to interfere with Antifa's illegal blocking of streets, intersections, and their physical attacks upon hapless motors in Portland, Oregon, and other leftist enclaves. I'm beginning to believe that their written threat, "Our attack is merely a beginning," is only too sincere. They are confident, Antifa is very confident, that the leftist police chiefs and mayors will continue to cravenly stand aside as they destroy property and harm people. And recent history proves them to be correct. Those who live in these areas will in vain look to local authorities for protection. And for potential victims of political violence, a group that surely includes most of us, we need to keep our heads up and be prepared in depth. I'm afraid we're about to be in for some very exciting world history right here in the good old USA. And that's if we win. Another quote from W.B. Yeats, "Turning and turning in the widening gyre, the falcon cannot hear the falconer, things fall apart and the center cannot hold. Anarchy is loosed upon the world." So, here's from a friend and student of John Farnham, instructor and writer. "I am an American citizen by choice. A decade ago, I illegally immigrated here from Zambia. My ancestors were from the state of Gujarat, India, and they migrated to Zambia in the 1890s. My family is ascended from ancient Rajput warriors. Today, with fierce pride, I speak English and call myself an unhyphenated American. Since coming here, I've made it a point to visit historic sites from a Revolutionary War, Civil War, et al. I'm always impressed with this country's repeated self-leveling, always in favor of liberty. Your recent quip starkly demonstrates that Hillary Rodham Clinton and her party are nothing more than an organized criminal mob, contemptibly subverting the American way of life. Your Che Guevara quotation at the beginning of the quip is extremely insightful. Since I lived in Zambia when Che and the Cubans were wielding their murderous influence there, as well as in Angola, Congo, and Namibia, I cannot believe I am a proud American and I am seeing sincere, unapologetic Marxists masquerading as Democrats running for political office with a straight face. Believe me, I know firsthand what Marxist communists sound like and what they do." So isn't it strange that in America, our flag and our culture offend so many, but our benefits don't? And how can our federal government demand that U.S. citizens pay back student loans when illegal aliens are receiving a free education at the expense of the beleaguered few of us who pay taxes and actually work for a living? And only in America are illegal citizens labeled racist and Nazis, but illegal aliens are called dreamers. How is it that in America one can proudly wave the flag of another country but consider it punishment to be sent back there? And as a language revision, need now means coveting other people's money but being unwilling to work for your own. Greed means wanting to keep at least some of your own. Compassion is when a leftist politician arranges for an involuntary transfer in exchange for votes. Opportunity missed by most because it is dressed in overalls and looks like work. Sacrifice never applies to leftist politicians who are demanding it of everybody else. Isn't it interesting? When you look at all of the observations of people that have come from the outside, that have gone through the process, that they had to go through to become Americans, what that means to them and what they observe, it's quite illuminating, really, quite illuminating. And the part that is the most interesting for me is when you think about some of the interesting ways they've changed language to suit them. Carl Sagan, he was the astronomer that, he was sort of an influencer in his time. He wrote, "Extinction is the rule. Survival is the exception." Even when we succeed tomorrow, if what I think happens, we are still in for a fight. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
Indeed. All we're talking about is a cup of coffee that is the same temperature when you finish it as when you begin to drink it. I mean, think about what I just said. And then go to BurnoutMugs.com and check them out. Have you ever seen Network? 1976 movie where a few seconds of frustrated political rage, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore, that burned it into our national collective consciousness. Well, I think most Democrats seem to feel this way, and they've been mad for 2 years. Howard Beale mad. So mad that the very name of Trump causes most Democrats to sputter. Many coming to full froth within two sentences. It's not a surprise that we see this consistent reaction of rage and hatred coming from the Democratic Party leadership of the leftist mainstream media. The entire group of them does hate Trump, and their pogrom to destroy him has been ramping up into our discourse since Trump declared his candidacy. I think most of us know that they hate us too. So my take is simple. This has been a coordinated effort on the left to take Trump out, to destroy him and his family, and sadly has taken over the left. There's no two-party system anymore in the United States. Its main success has been keeping most of the center-left filled with 24/7 hate. Originally, I was really wondering how long they could actually keep this up without pulling back. I couldn't imagine they would still be developing and making up new reasons to hate Trump several times a week for 2 years. And unfortunately, they completely they're overachievers. They have done it. And they did it with relish and with gusto and with blinders. And the media, God bless them, well, they've stoked the flames of this one. Their staggering hatred and their staggering bias is there for all of us to see. Most recently, take a look at the week of the outrage with Trump calling himself a nationalist. Then look at the reporting about the synagogue murder. They actually blame Trump for that. Why not? They blame him for everything else. The problem is that this heinous act was done by a man who hated Jews, and he hated Trump because of his alliance with Israel in support of the Jewish people. So this was not a Trump supporter. Wrap your mind around that. The media used this anti-Trumper as an example of Trump's anti-Semitism. That's how crazy they are. A man who has a Jewish son-in-law, daughter, and grandchildren. One who has been supportive of Jews for a long time. No lie is too big, no slander is too big to keep the climate of hatred going. They need their experts to slam Trump. Truth be damned. And this is utterly despicable. And the sad part is that what this is doing to our discourse, especially among those who are somewhat moderately left-leaning, the outrage, the lies, the constant hatred of all things is destroying so much. Otherwise, normal people are ready to be angry at the drop of the word, ready to be outraged and start yelling when the subject of Trump comes up. And this is a great disservice to the entire country. 2 years of ginned-up outrage is enough. And this rage is, part scary, part humorous. I just don't know whether to laugh or cry on a daily basis. The left and their media crazes have devolved into a caricature. They're part toddler, part sucker, because they believe their own leftist PR, and part self-proclaimed superior elitist and part demon. And to be honest with you, a sorrier state of mind hasn't been seen on the left since the Red Guards terrorized China. And, yeah, okay, so they're mad as hell. They've made that very clear, abundantly. Where they're not so clear on is what they're angry about. Because the Democratic Party has not, after 2 years, taken the time to explain why or what their positions are. They appear to have none other than Trump bad. I don't use Twitter that much, but I put out a tweet. Most of the time I'm just promoting some video or a picture, something like that. But I put out a tweet, and my simple question was this, especially for those in the entertainment industry. Would you please, if you're going to skew political, take a moment to give me a critical discourse on why you hold these positions and these opinions? Are you a minor bird, or are you just ignorant? How can it possibly be a good idea to work and earn money and not get to keep most of your money? How is that possibly a good idea? How is it possibly a good idea to let a bunch of people come in the country and go places where they're not going to affect you? We know that. Yeah, we know that. But they are going to affect other people. And sooner or later, they will get to you. That is without a doubt. That's what all viruses do. All contagions, that's what they all do. I've heard from a few overpaid pundits that have points to score on healthcare. This is coming, though, from the party that destroyed our insurance system, the party whose leader lied for years about his healthcare plan, having rammed it down the throats of an unwilling electorate. And they're supposed to have an edge? The only real area they have an edge on is their rage. And we get it. Everybody gets it. It's the reason so many pundits have been calling for a blue wave. But hold on a minute, dear friends. There's another group who is angry and who's gotten quietly angrier as the leftist insanity has made itself so very visible. It's a different anger. It's not born of being a toddler or a sucker or an elitist or a demon. It's slow rising. Reason-driven resolve to overcome the left's antics. Coming from watching years and years of the leftist media getting away with their pretense of being a journalist, it's born of watching people having to unjustly fend off the serial insanity of the leftist punditry and the attack dogs of the Democratic Party. And once again, I believe the pollsters have missed this entirely and partially on purpose. That's why they were so wrong in 2016. No one is polling about the quiet resolve and rightful anger of the Trump voter, but it's there in spades. Just look at the Kavanaugh tribulations. And given the suppressed anger, I'm going to say this so-called blue wave is not real and is without substance. It's only based on history, meaning the party in power loses in the midterms, and the reporting is misplaced because this is not automatic. Like, Hillary being president was not automatic. Sure, the House is up for grabs, but the missing reporting has been on the slow-burning anger of the Republicans. So let me give it to you anecdotally. I have a lot of friends who are what I would call a moderate Republican, and they live in different regions of the country, and without exception, they have offered to me just how angry they are at what the Democratic Party and the leftist media has done in the last 2 years. Simmering, slow, roiling anger. They are highly motivated to vote. They can't wait to vote. And highly motivated to punish this nasty group of leftists in the way that only they can be punished. What has surprised me is the passion they have, all of them deeply affected by their anger at the media and the Democrats. Dozens of people, normally just living their lives quietly, and they hate what has happened. Quietly. Then there's a Twitter feed of Larry Swigart, who has a great deal of information to share, sometimes about polls, but more about actual early voting patterns. And polls are at best confused. What he keeps reporting is the consistency of an overwhelming red advantage in early voting and absentee voting. And his feed has described this phenomenon well. In almost every state, every battleground, with every competitive race, there's an enthusiasm gap in early returns. For Republicans, not for Democrats. So I'm not suggesting a red blowout, though it seems more likely right now than a blue one. So this is where you get a chance to make a second miracle finish in two sequential elections. And if we pull this off, we will be doing our part to continue to keep America great. And that is it. That is all the exhortation you get out of me. I will not be here tomorrow, and I want you to go to the polls, and I want you to be in the fight. So take this time tomorrow and go do what we got to do. I'll be back on Wednesday, and we'll do a forensic examination of it. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.